This is Educated and Empowered. Hi, guys. It's Tenille Jackson coming to you again with a follow-up episode. If you tuned in on Friday, you know that I did an episode that was called Why is Networking Necessary, right? Because and on that episode, what I was doing was explaining what networking is, which really is kind of like the interaction or this change of information, so that when you're going out to network, there actually should be a reason for doing so, right? You can have either professional networking, you can have social networking. And so if you want to hear more about that, then again, I encourage you to go back to my previous podcast and look up why networking is necessary. But as we were talking, we kind of was delving a little bit more into the fact that there are different types of people, right? You have introverts and you have extroverts. And for those of you who have never heard those terms before, introverts are your more reserved, shy type people. Even if in regular life, you know, around people they know, they may be more talkative, but outwardly, when they're in a social circle, those are more so your wallflowers, the ones that's sitting in at a table in a corner somewhere, right? While extroverts are your people who never meet a stranger. And I think all of us know at least one extrovert. These are the people who, you know, you will go into, they can go into a room of total strangers, but they walk right up and they feel at home. They start introducing themselves. They start conversations. They're talking to you like they've always known you, right? And so you have introverts and extroverts. But as I've been doing the research, because I am working on another book that is called Networking by Necessity, An Introvert's Guide to Mingling, and in doing the research for that book, I came across a term that I had not heard before, which is called an ambivert, right? A-M-B-I-V-E-R-T, an ambivert. And so these are the people who are kind of your cross of the two. They're typically introverted, but they can be extroverted when necessary. And so whereas I have always considered myself more of an introvert, after researching, I said, well, maybe it might be safe to call myself an ambivert. And so again, for those of you who are just now tuning into my podcast, I am both a life coach and a lit coach, and I have found that in many circles, or many times, the topics that I discuss are those that can cross over for both industries. And so even when you're talking about networking, right, whereas a lot of authors tend to be introverted because we are quite all right with it just being ourselves and our papers or typewriters or computers or whatever, right? And so we don't typically go out into the social circles nowadays. If you desire to be published as an author, so whether it is, you know, specifically for books, or especially for books, because there are other ways you can be published, right? You can be published through a magazine or, you know, write articles and things like that. But if you are looking to be published and you are looking for exposure, then beyond just writing, you also have to be able to effectively market your product, which in most cases means that you have to get out at some point in front of people, right? Gone are the days, say like a 30 plus year ago when you had like your Stephen Kings and, you know, before you had a worldwide web, you could have authors who could write under pen names and people wouldn't know who they were if they chose never to come out. If they chose to, again, this is if I'm saying before the worldwide web, then that really was before there was a self-publishing. So typically if you had an author, then what was happening was your traditional publishing companies were seeking you out or you sought them out and a contract was signed. And so their whole thing was to try to build you up, create your persona, get you exposure so you could go under a pen name and you could kind of stay anonymous longer because there was no way that people had to just look up your information, right? But now with the world wide web, it's very hard for authors to remain anonymous. And so that's why and how this topic of networking by necessity for introverts, that's why and where and how it becomes relevant. Because if you are a writer and you're like, I just like to write, I don't want to do anything else, it's going to be very difficult if you don't have a really big budget where you can pay a team to do all the work for you. It's going to become difficult for you to get your message out. And honestly, when we're talking about networking, this is regardless of industry, right? What I'm doing is showing you all how writing that industry can also fit into what we're talking about, because I don't care what it is that you do, networking is necessary, right? So like regardless of your industry, you have to be willing and able to meet other people if you are trying to like just go places in life, right? And I don't mean literally, but you always need other people and you never know when and you never know why. A lot of times people may say, well, I don't need to know anybody other than just the people that's in my department. Well, do you not want to move advance in your department? You know, because if you're not looking to advance and you want to just stay exactly where you are, then you're absolutely right. You don't have to network, because even when you think about, like, for those of you who have traditional jobs, you know, your job probably has events where they're asking for all of the different workers to come and to mingle, to network, right? And it's in that setting where you're actually able to meet people in different departments, or even a setting where your bosses may show up when they're not always that accessible, right? And so if you are an entrepreneur, you definitively want to network, and it doesn't just have to be within your industry, but many times you have to go to like cross industries because you never know what you may need. You may need somebody who's good in marketing, who's good with promotion, who's good with distribution. If you are a filmmaker, then you don't want to just know other filmmakers, but you need to know actors and actresses. You need to know directors and producers. You need to know distributors. You need to know people who would want to see your movies, right? So there are so many different people that you have to get in touch with. And again, I'm using filmmaking as an example, but as an entrepreneur, it really doesn't matter. If you are a person that makes t-shirts, then you want to be able to not just know people who would wear your t-shirts, but maybe you want to get models for, you know, people who would wear your t-shirts out loud to different events. Get ambassadors for your brand. You may want to connect with other store owners who might be interested in putting your product in their store, right? So again, it doesn't matter. If you are an entrepreneur, you definitively must network because you are building your brand from scratch. And even as you begin to build it and it's becoming a name, you forever have to build, which means if you're building, you're growing. If you're growing, you have to network so that way you can go from level to level. Does that make sense? And so whether whether you are in a corporate setting or an entrepreneurial one, networking is necessary. Even I talked about on Friday about social networking, right? So there's always, you know, times where maybe you want to be able to interact. You don't know the people that you want to know, or there's a reason to know more people, and you just are not able to. Social networking is going to be your answer. You're going to want to be able to go out to mingle with other individuals so that you can get to know more people on a different level. So it doesn't matter whether you're talking about personal, professional, corporate, or entrepreneurial. Networking really is going to be something that is going to be beneficial for you, right? So on today, that's really what I kind of want to explain to you, that regardless of what level you are on, what you're looking to accomplish, for you to understand that networking is going to be something that you will find necessary. So on today, what I want to really go into more so is for the introverts, because again, you can go back to the episode Friday and everything and what I talked about. I broke down networking for you, and so it will make more sense for you then. But if you go, if you want to know more about how to succeed as an introvert, that's really what this show is. So for all of my individuals who are, you know, you're more reserved, you like to stay in the house, you know, I don't need to be around a lot of different people. I'm not the type of person that wants to go around a lot of different people. If you're the type of person, when we had to be quarantined for the pandemic and you were not negatively affected, you were like, hey, this is all the rage, like this is how I am all the time anyway, and it was not a problem for you. You are probably the person that I'm talking to, because as introverts, we typically like to be able to be inside, or we are not. So it's not necessarily that we are not nice people. It's not that it doesn't mean that because you are an introvert that you are a mean person. What it means is that you typically prefer your own company, right? Or even if it's not your own company, you are okay with the few people that you may know. So whether you have one or two friends, or you have a couple family members, the people who you have adopted as your circle, you are fine if your circle never grows, right? So that is who I mean, who we're included as an introvert. You're not mad because you can't go out. You prefer to stay in and watch your movie to yourself. You would maybe consider yourself or be considered a loner. So these are the type of people that I'm talking about. And so what I want to do is actually go into giving you all some ways to succeed in networking if you are an introvert. And so you may be saying, well, Tenille, if I don't really want to go out, why do I need to network? Because again, keep in mind that even if you are an introvert, that doesn't mean that it may not become something you have to do. So going back to the example that I gave, if you are in corporate America, it may be a point where it is mandatory. It's a mandate. You have to go to this mixer, right? That's some of the names we use. This mixer, this networking event, this outing, and you have to do it. And you're like cringing on the inside. Or if you are an entrepreneur and you know that you need to know more people, you know that where your business is lacking is the fact that you don't know, you're a network of one, you're a team of one, and you've uncovered that, hey, if I had more people in my network, if I had more partners or people I could collaborate with, this would go so much further. Then guess what? Networking becomes necessary. And so the purpose of this podcast is really to give you some tips that you can use so that you can be successful when the time comes. Now, you may not find it necessary to go consistently, you know, you may to because again, what people don't understand is that for introverts, when we have to, when we're in a situation where we have to network, many times it causes anxiety, right? Because we are not the people who just embrace the idea of starting conversations with people that we don't know. You know, whether we initiate the conversation or just engage in the conversation, for introverts, that is not something that comes naturally, and that is not something that puts you at ease. For many introverts, it creates a lot of anxiety because it's a task, right? It is when you have to talk to people that you don't know individually, it's perceived as a task that you don't necessarily enjoy, right? So you have to find a way to enjoy it. And again, I'm telling you what I know. And many people say, well, as a public speaker, how can you be an introvert? And I explain all the time, it's very different because I've been on a stage where I've talked to thousands of people, and that's so different because it's simply I'm getting the message out at one time. I don't have to have, now, if I have to have 1,000 different conversations, that's where my anxiety is going to rise. But if you just put me on a stage in front of 10,000 people, I can nail it, will nail it, have nailed it every time because I'm just in my element then. I don't have to now when that event is over and then when individuals want to come and talk to me personally, that's a whole different matter. But if I just literally am able to come in, get on stage, do what I have to do, and then I get off stage, I'm good. What I have really had to work on for the last, say, about 4 to 5 years is becoming more comfortable with that one-on-one personal interaction, right? And even to this day, although I work on it, I've gotten way better with my level of anxiety because in my mind now, I understand that this is just what it has to be. But what I do is what I'm going to share with you all. So if you know any introverts, then I encourage you to, if there's a way to tag them, to share this content with them, I encourage you to do so. And for those of you who may not be subscribers to my podcast, I have an Educated and Empowered podcast that is on Anchor as well as Spotify, iHeartRadio, and all other major podcast streaming sites, Apple and Google Podcasts, Amazon, etc., where for $3.99, I have not just this content, but also bonus content exclusively for my subscribers. Again, $3.99. And so what I try to do is I try to give away some content for free just so that you can get the concept of what it is that I talk about and you can see whether or not you find it to be helpful, insightful, etc. And if you do, then understand that that bonus content is going to be in that same category. So again, $3.99, you can get more content on anchor.fm, or, you know, if you are already having Spotify, iHeart, your Apple or Google podcast. But anyway, let's go on with the topic on today. So for my introverts, here is my way of being able to break down the wall of discomfort when you have to network, okay? Because again, understanding that by choice, introverts would not choose to network because network involves people. And most introverts don't choose to be around other people, or at least we are very choosy as to which we're particular as to which people we are around so that our levels of anxiety are not maximized. But when you do have to network, the approach that I typically use is a journalistic one, right? So who, what, when, where, why, and how. And so to me, what I would tell you is to find a way to check off at least three of these things when you are going to network. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. Okay. So
I know that this sounds strange, but just go with me. If you are writing this down, then who, what, when, where, why, how? Okay, so it should be six. So if you want, you can write these things down. And I'm thinking I'm gonna go ahead and I'll give you all six things here, as opposed to breaking it up, giving you half, and then making you subscribe to get the other half, right? That would be kind of, well, not necessarily evil, a little bit ingenious, but for today, I'll give you all six. So if you are an introvert, you want to make sure that you have a plan prepared to network. I'm going to say that again. Have a plan prepared to network. So for my extroverts, y'all might be like, really? Do you really have to go through all this? Yeah, you really do. Because for extroverts, where you all are so geeked and excited and you get your energy by being around other people, you have to understand that for introverts, we are drained when you go around people that you don't know, and then the expectation is that you are talking to people. By the time you're done with that event, you are literally drained, right? And so what I have found to be easier, or to make it go by, to be more effective, because that's the thing, it is, you have to understand the why, right? So that's what I would start off with in creating your plan, is the why. Why am I choosing to network, right? Because most of the time, when you have a why, then that really helps your execution. So as an example, I had to go out to an event this past Friday, and in going out to the event, what I had to do was say to myself, because even though there were some people that I knew, what I had to say to myself was, why am I going, right? And once I understood the reason why I was going, then it helped me to come up with a more effective plan of execution. So I'll just be very transparent and share with you all what was going on. So one of my girlfriends was throwing a gala for domestic violence awareness, domestic violence survivors. As you all may or may not know, October, along with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so she had an event for domestic violence survivors. And while I am not a survivor, I wanted to go, number one, I was going to support her. So here were my whys. Number one, as being her friend and coach, I wanted to be there for her. So supporting, that was one of my whys. Number two, I am actively running for office and election day is coming up. And so I said, well, the fact that I knew that I would have the floor, be able to talk, that would give me the opportunity to at least, create that awareness for potential voters. And then number three, I had the opportunity to also be a vendor. So those were my whys. Now, when you go somewhere, your whys may very well be different. You may not have multiple reasons, but you need to know why you're going. Why? Because that's what's going to keep you there. When you get to that event and you are overwhelmed, you get to that event and you're like, I really want to go home right now. You get there and maybe either there's nobody there or there's a whole lot of people there. Either one of those. Because if you get to an event and you already didn't want to go and you get there, nobody is there, then in your mind, you're going to say, see, this is why I should just stay home. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and go now. Since nobody came, then I might as well go.
Or if there are a whole lot of people that's there and you don't have a why, then you're simply going to be focused on your fear or your anxiety. And so you're going to get there and you'll pull up and you'll see all of these cars or whatever the case may be. Or you come in and you see all these people, and then you're going to be ready to hightail it out of there, right? So having a why keeps you reminded and it keeps you focused on the overall goal. So again, for my introverts, make sure, so I know I might have told you who, what, when, where, why, how, but I'm not going to go over it in that order. I'm going to go over it in the order of importance. And so first is the why. You have to know why you are going, because whereas for extroverts, they don't even really need a why. Like, extroverts are always just trying to find more people to be around. They love socializing, you know, whether it's professional or social, they're going to find a way to make it social because that's just their personality type, right? Like, they never meet a stranger. So when you are an extrovert, everywhere is going to be a party for you. Everywhere is happy. You just see, hey, here are some more people for me to know, for me to be friend. And so for you, you don't need a game plan. You just trying to constantly find, where else can I go? I went there. Where can I go tomorrow? For introverts, many times for us to go somewhere that we don't know more than once a month, that's already a task, right? And so we want to make it where it's easier to do it, where it's something that we can actually embrace, right? And so whereas it may never just be the thing that we want to do, it's definitely something that if you have a game plan, it will be more effective for you, right? So number one is to know your why. Why are you doing this? Why are you going to this event? Why are you choosing to network? Would you like to hear the rest of that episode? Then subscribe to my podcast, Educated and Empowered. For only $3.99 a month, you'll gain exclusive access to great content like networking for introverts and so much more. So go ahead and subscribe today.